Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The city of Fairbanks will begin accepting online applications for federal CARES Act grants tomorrow. City spokesperson Teal Soden says the city received just over $16 million, and the city council set aside 35% of that money for three local health care providers, Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, the Chief Andrew Isaac Health Clinic, and Interior Community Health. Soden says another 35% of the CARES money is designated for city businesses and nonprofits, with the remaining 30% for individuals and families.
The money will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis, and individuals and families are eligible to receive up to $5,000 and businesses and nonprofits up to $100,000.
Soden says all applicants must document pandemic impacts as part of the application process.
But I do think that it's going to be very popular. We expect the funds to be expended rather quickly.
City marijuana-related businesses are not eligible for the federal funds. The state is trying to find a home for two orphaned bear cubs. State Northeast Alaska area biologist Elizabeth Leonard says the young grizzlies were captured Sunday near a hotel in Dead Horse after oil field workers expressed concern that the 2 to 3 month old animals had been observed without their mother for several days.
We think they were orphaned because the mother had been with the cubs, and there were reports that maybe there was a dead bear somewhere, and we're also kind of trying to confirm that.
Leonard says ADF&G biologists used a culvert trap to safely capture the two grizzly bear cubs Sunday morning.
And in the meantime, we were looking for an accredited facility. And so right now, that's what's going on. It looks like there's a possible lead, and I'm just waiting to hear back.
The cubs may have to be euthanized if a suitable placement is not found. I'm Dan Bross.